making a difference in his workplace. This is Steve Bond. And Steve, thanks for being a Rockstar employee. Did you work as a pharmacist elsewhere before Urix, or how long have you been in Urix, and is that your first spot?
Well, I have been here off and on for the last 27 years, pretty much since I graduated. When I first graduated, I did my residency in London at the London Health Sciences, and I would work the weekends here at the store. And I've had a few other jobs since then. Owned a pharmacy, worked as a consultant, you know, for other companies, and then I came back here about 17 years ago, and I've been here full time since then.
Now, being nominated several times for people that obviously were impacted in their conversations with you or having you as a pharmacist, what is it that you think some of the traits are that you have brought this out to people, you know, whether it's personality, how the way you treat people, what is it you think that's caught on?
You know, I treat everyone as if I was treating my own family. That's the way I look at them. You know, I mean, it's every patient that comes in here, the elderly lady, I think that could have been my mother. You know, it could be my sister, my brother. So I think that's a big part of it. And I think that's part of growing up in a smaller community like this. You know, you see your patients not just in the pharmacy, but you run into them at the grocery store, you run into the hockey rink. So, I mean, it's important that you have those kind of relationships with people because, you know, you unlike in a big city where you might see a patient once, I see my patients all the time and in various places. Yeah, like I said, I think a lot of it is just the fact that it's a small community. It's the way you treat people, you know, is a reflection on yourself. And when you see people outside of your professional work in your personal life, you know, that's how they're going to view you as, you know, how you treat them. You know, there's an old saying that, you know, people may not remember what you told them, you know, they may not remember what you showed them, but they'll always remember how you made them feel.
Are there certain keys? Are there certain keys to being a great employee? Would that sort of incorporate all those things? And the sort of thing you would look like in your fellow employees, that sort of trait?
Absolutely. I mean, I always tell my other employees, my students that come in here, that, you know, we're here to look after people, and, you know, it's not always the easiest job because people come in are sick, they're, you know, miserable. During COVID, of course, it's been even worse to a degree. But I always remember that, you know, the reason why we're here is to look after people. You know, and I've had people call me on the phone and say, I hate to bother you. And I'm like, I always kind of remind them that if they didn't call me, I wouldn't have a job. I wouldn't be working if they didn't come to me. So it's really not a bother. That's what I'm here to do. You know, again, I always remind myself that, you know, part of this is to, A, help an individual, but also, B, to help the system. So if we can keep one person out of a merge that didn't have to go there and they can, you know, be home with their family, getting the treatment they need, then that's, you know, it's worth it.
And I'm sure, exactly. And one last thing, Steve, to someone younger that maybe in high school or maybe university are looking at being a pharmacist or related area, is there a piece of advice you can give them?
You know, I think at the end of the day is to always remember that, you know, why you got into it in the first place. So a lot of these young people come up with idealistic views that they want to help people, and they've got to carry that with them through their whole career. Because at the end of the day, that really is what we're there to do, is to look after people and help people and, you know, not focus on the one time that, you know, you've had a bad encounter or someone was, you know, things didn't go well, but maybe focus on that, you know, that one patient that day that you really made a difference in.